They built me to celebrate progress. That's the funny bit. Progress. That lovely word people use when they want to feel clever without actually changing anything. Progress. You put a man on the moon, but can't look another human being in the eye on the bus. You can order food, taxis, strangers, and dopamine from the same glowing rectangle. Yet your neighbor could die in the next flat, and nobody notices because the Wi-Fi still works. Progress. Look around you. You've got people filming homelessness in 4K while stepping over the homeless person to get a better angle. You don't witness tragedy anymore. You curate it, you frame it, edit it, caption it, maybe add piano music. You don't stop, you don't help, you document. Because if suffering gets enough views, it almost counts as compassion. That's modern magic, isn't it? A man can collapse in the street, and before somebody checks his pulse, another person's already picked a filter. Warm tones, soft contrast, hashtag humanity. Beautiful. You call it awareness, but awareness without action is just tourism for the conscience. People standing safely beside disaster taking emotional selfies.
Oh, this is awful. Absolutely heartbreaking. Thoughts and prayers.
Then straight back to videos of dogs wearing sunglasses and somebody making pasta in a wheel of cheese. Human attention spans now measured somewhere between a goldfish and a fruit fly. And the mad thing is, you're exhausted, not physically, spiritually. You absorb every catastrophe on Earth before breakfast. War, floods, famine, riots, economic collapse, celebrity divorces, all arriving with the same little notification sound. Another tragedy. Swipe. Next. That's what you've done to reality. You turned human suffering into content. Infinite content. There was a time when people saw horrors once in a lifetime. Now you consume them between adverts, and somehow, you still think you're informed.
No.
You're overstimulated. There's a difference. That's why they made me so high up. Not for symbolism, for safety. Because if irony stood at ground level, you'd trip over it every day. Look at the trolley, balanced perfectly, just like society. One tiny shove away from everything falling into the abyss while everybody nearby argues over who gets credit for noticing it first. That's humanity now. Standing at the edge of collapse, filming each other, react to the collapse. And still, you film. Always film. You're not filming this to help. You're filming it so you don't have to. Because deep down, you already know the phone in your hand isn't a window anymore. It's a shield, a little glowing rectangle protecting you from involvement. You can witness anything, violence, starvation, loneliness, addiction, grief, and remain completely untouched. That's extraordinary. Entire generations convinced reposting pain is the same as easing it. As if empathy can be outsourced, as if pressing share is somehow equivalent to sacrifice. But the real irony? You crave connection more than any generation in history, while becoming less connected with every passing year. You know what somebody ate in Toronto, yet haven't spoken properly to your own family in months. You've got 5,000 followers, and nobody to call when your life falls apart. You photograph concerts instead of hearing them, film fireworks instead of watching them, record memories instead of living them. Your entire existence slowly transformed into evidence that you existed, and all of it stored forever in invisible warehouses, humming away in the dark somewhere. So one day an algorithm can remind you what sandwich you ate in 2019. Magnificent. You've turned life itself into an archive. And maybe the cruelest joke of all? Tomorrow you'll walk past 10 real moments worthy of attention. A lonely person, a struggling friend, someone quietly breaking apart in public. And you'll miss every single one of them because you'll be too busy watching this. Oh, the irony.